poll, Kamala Harris trails either Jill Stein or Donald Trump among Muslim voters in four key swing states. By Nick Gilbertson on September 9, 2024. A survey shows that Muslim voters in four of six critical swing states are rejecting Vice President Kamala Harris, who faces the Abandon Harris campaign over her and President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Polling from the far-left Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, published Monday, shows that the Green Party's Jill Stein is leading Harris among Muslim voters in Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin, and Muslim voters in Nevada prefer former President Donald Trump over any candidate in the field. The United Arab Emirates has notably categorized CAIR as a terrorist organization, and a U.S. federal judge ruled in 2009 that evidence existed to establish ties between CAIR and Hamas, as Breitbart News has noted. In 2007-08, CAIR was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror-financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CAIR with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CAIR a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Turning to the data in CAIR's poll, in the ever-critical swing state of Michigan, 40% of Muslim voters back Stein, as she more than triples Harris's support. Trump comes in second at 18%, followed by Harris at 12%. 2% break for independent candidate Cornel West, while just over 2 in 10 are undecided, and 8% will not vote. Michigan was the origin of the National Uncommitted Movement that saw more than 500,000 Democrat primary voters across the U.S., including Muslims, Arab Americans, young voters, and far-left progressives, reject the Biden-Harris administration's handling the Israel-Hamas war with uncommitted votes. The core of the movement's demands are a ceasefire in the war and a stoppage of weapons to Israel. In Michigan alone, more than 100,000 voters selected the uncommitted option, approaching the 154,188 vote margin by which President Joe Biden won the state in 2019. The poll illustrates Harris's lack of appeal to Muslims in the Wolverine state and that the problems that once plagued Biden are now ailing her campaign. Related, Jill Stein to Kamala Harris, get out of the way or get with the program. In Wisconsin, where the uncommitted movement took form with uninstructed votes in the primary, Harris is trailing Stein. Stein earned 44% of Muslim voters' responses. Harris garnered 39%, and Trump landed 8%. 8% are undecided. During the Democrat primary in Wisconsin, 48,812 Democrat primary voters chose the instructed option in protest of Biden and Harris. This more than doubled Biden's 20,682 vote margin of victory in 2020. Harris is also facing problems with Muslim voters in the Sun Belt, as Trump has the edge in Nevada, and Stein leads in Arizona. In Nevada, the Silver State, 27% of Muslim respondents back Trump, and 26% support Harris. Stein still lands in double digits at 13%, and 9% support West. A quarter of voters remain undecided. Stein leads the way in Arizona, with 35% support from Muslim voters. Another 29% support Harris, and Trump lands 15%. 13% are undecided, and 7% will sit out the election. Related, Abandon Harris, Cornel West urges pro-Palestinians across country, world to act against Kamala. The only states Harris leads with Muslim voters in this poll are Georgia and Pennsylvania, where she has 43% and 37% backing, respectively. Stein is second in Georgia at 17%, and Trump is closely behind at 14%. 7% support Libertarian candidate Chase Oliver, and 6% back West. Another 13% are either undecided or refuse to vote. A quarter of Pennsylvania Muslim voters back Stein. Trump comes in at 8% with the demographic in the Keystone State, and West lands at 4%. Nearly 1 in 5 are undecided, and 6% will not vote. When each state's responses are grouped collectively into a larger sample, Stein is at 30% with Muslim voters in swing states, Harris is at 28%, and Trump is at 15%. West takes 3%, and Oliver is at 1%. The Care/Melitical Consulting LLC survey includes 1,478 responses, 1,076 of which were verified and matched to the National Voter File from August 25 to 27, 2024. The margin of error for the survey is plus or minus 2.95 percentage points. The poll comes as the pro-Palestinian Abandon Harris campaign, which remains registered under Abandon Biden, announced on the first day of the Democratic National Convention in August that it is committed to ensuring a Harris loss in November. The group wrote in a release its mission is now laser-focused on exposing and opposing Kamala Harris and her complicity in genocide. Even after the release, Harris committed to backing Israel during her interview with CNN's Dana Bash and said, "No," when Bash asked if there would be any change in policy in terms of arms and so forth to Israel. The response sparked an avalanche of criticism from the populist progressive left. The issue has become a significant threat to Harris's chances of winning the election.